A beggar of late, most poor in estate, I truly will discover. In behavior rude, yet he would intrude, no place he would pass over. Conceit's the meaning, gentleman, or else you do me wrong. For the world's illusion, and the conclusion, is subject of my song. He meets first with the prodigal, and he shakes him by the cloak, who in disgrace upon the face did hit this beggar a stroke. The poor man answered only this, for aught that I can spy. Though blows be rife and you lead a proud life, yet a beggar you shall die. There meets he with the serving man decked bravely in apparel, who spying of this beggar then made proffer for to quarrel. Pray leave your words and keep your sword and live contentedly. Were you in fear or you cashiered, then a beggar would you die. Then meets he with a dainty dame, a courtier I do think, who had a gown most rich to see, beset with many a pink, who spying of this beggar man, thou smell'st, quoth she, fie, fie. Quoth a beggar aloud, be not too proud, for a beggar you must die. Then meets he with the sergeant, and in his hand his mace. The beggar then most lustily steps, and comes towards him apace. What wouldst thou have, thou errant knave, thou com'st too hastily? For to tell you this, you live amiss, and a beggar you must die. Then meets he with the lawyer's clerk, and he tells him boldly thus, Sir, are you he, or dims my eye, that is the undoing of us? For when your master gives a tester, you do his gift deny, but for all your procul, hell hath your soul, and a beggar you will die. Then meets he with the usurer, and he tells him to his teeth, that he holds up store, and gives not to the poor, and clads himself with neck beef. But usurer, stay, mark what I say, for in thy cares it'll cry. Thy conscience is large, and least of thy charge, yet a beggar thou shalt die. Then meets he with the broker, and he tells him to his face, that oftentimes he bought stole clothes, was not this a deep disgrace? But though your conscience be a long, next bargain you do buy, full well I know will cross you so that a beggar you shall die. Then meets he with the farmer, was pulling up his corn, who when he spied this beggar, he made a show of scorn. Scorn not a man in misery, for you so well as I. If heaven should but cross your store, a beggar sure would die. Then meets he a promoter who lives by honest men's falls, but being little too far off, to him this beggar calls, saying, pray leave of your course of life, I'll show you a reason why. Would men live in awe and obey the law, then a beggar would you die. Then meets he with the whoremaster, and he seeks by gentle queens, for to withdraw this young man's mind from these abhorred queens. Oh, fly their baits, my gentle youth, and live contentedly, lest you too late lament your state, and so a beggar die. Then meets he with the drunkard, and tells him of his vice. O friend, quoth he, leave of in time, and learn to be more wise. This drink confounds your substance, like wash within it doth lie. When ye have spent your store, ye can spend no more, than a beggar you must die. Then meets he with the gamester great, and entreats him to give o'er. Leave noddy new cut and pennock, especially with a whore. Leave wind rough tickle me quickly to lay on and there to buy. Play but a game at rough or twain, lest a beggar you do die. To all estates, to all degrees, this beggar boldly went. No house where thriftless riot was kept, but he did it frequent. And when he spied a man that loved in the alehouse for to lie, he'd say, my friend, thy life amend, lest ye beggar you do die. Thus have you heard this wordless bad course in living lives most rude, and how this beggar boldly doth to all estates intrude. Let man and woman night and day pray to the Lord on high, that he would send we our lives might mend, that we may not beggars die.